Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. One of the many services we offer is help at home with minor home maintenance. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and you. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host is Otto Loos today. And of course, we have Christina Liu working with us, who is the producer of the program. And just before the break, or actually, excuse me, during the break, Otto had a question that he'd like to bring up now. So let's go. Let's start this segment with Otto.
Well, one of the things I hear about are ads and phone calls and so on about the cleaning miracles now that are going to straighten out everything that you ever might have run into related to the COVID-19 fear. It all revolves around fear, as you pointed out. What exposure have you had to that? Have you heard anything related to that?
Absolutely. So what you need to be careful of are websites that are touting all kinds of products that can cure COVID, that can prevent it, that can detect it. They come also as ads, pop-ups on your cell phone. There are many companies that are selling unapproved products claiming to make these cures and preventions. There are other websites that are offering high in demand supplies such as gloves, masks, cleaners, sanitizers. You pay, the product never comes. What you can do to prevent that from happening is if you have the name of the company or the website, put it into a search engine, the name of the company, and right afterwards, review or complaint or scam, and see if anything comes up, what other people have to say about that company. If you are going to make a purchase, make sure that you look at the terms of the sale, calculate the price, including tax, shipping, handling, and always pay by credit card, because then you will be at least afforded protection under federal law. So again, there is no in-home test kits to test for coronavirus. There are no cures at the moment. There's no teas, oils, lotions, potions. So please ignore any online offers for those types of products or vaccinations. Those are scams. In terms of the cleaning products, there are people out there touting cleaning products. And yes, there are cleaning products that can be sanitizing and antibacterial, but please verify what you are getting before you make the purchase.
That's a good point, because it's at the end of the day, too many people just buy something. And it's only your $20, you have $30, but you know, it builds up into the thousands and thousands for people. And you know, that is a scam. But sometimes certain scams are too small to report. You know, so if I was taking advantage of $20, I'm gonna turn around and say, well, it didn't come in the mail. Sometimes you're gonna get annoyed and you just drop it. It's not worth fighting about it. You know, it's not, my life is not changing for this $20. But multiply it by 100,000. And it's a huge scam.
Correct. And what's really important is that if you have been scammed, if you report it, then you will be more, you know, it really is a scam phone call. If you do report it, it helps us with statistics. It helps us see clusters of information of who's getting what phone calls, and it allows us to target our presentations, target our resources, our forces to make people aware and to try to even do whatever law enforcement can in terms of trying to prevent these scams from happening. So although it may be a small amount to you, the information is really crucially helpful to report these types of scams. Another thing I want to bring out to the listeners, which is really important, is about Medicare scams regarding coronavirus. So a couple of things. Fraudsters are attempting to bill Medicare for sham tests or treatments related to the coronavirus. We actually had a horrible report yesterday about pop-up sites of fake testing centers with large signs saying Medicare accepted. And what they do is you say free, it says free to Medicare beneficiaries. So what happens? You want to be COVID tested and you aren't, let's say you were turned away from a legitimate center and you see this pop-up place and it says free. Anybody that sees the word free gets very excited. So for Medicare recipients, free to Medicare beneficiaries, the only thing you're doing is giving them your Medicare number. Well, that's not good. Please treat your Medicare number as if it was your credit card number. Don't give it to anybody other than your own doctor or a healthcare provider that you trust. So some of these pop-up COVID testing centers are asking for $250 in cash up front. They then swab your mouth. They are dressed in protective gear, so they look legitimate, but no legitimate organization that is testing for COVID is going to ask you for money up front. So please, if you are going out to be tested for COVID, make sure that you go to an official site affiliated with a trusted hospital or provider.
Perfect. Amanda, I want to cover two more things, and actually we're halfway through the third segment already. 2020 census frauds. Where I don't see where money comes into that one. I'm just confused because I understand what the census is, and I understand what we're trying to get out of the census. So where does the potential for a fraud come in?
Okay, so first let me tell you what is true about the census.
Okay.
Everybody's going to get a census. It should be mailed from Jeffersonville, Indiana. If you are returning your census, it should be mailed back to Jeffersonville, Indiana. The census survey will not ask you any personal questions. They won't ask for your immigration status, your Social Security number, bank account number, credit card information. What they will do is they will ask you to respond either by phone, by email, online. If you do not respond, people will come to your house to try and help you respond to the survey. These people will never threaten you with jail, detainment, deportment if you don't answer a question. There is no fee. You talked about where does money come into play? Well, one of the scams that is going around is that they ask for a fee associated with completing the survey. So people can get a call online saying, we're here coming from the Census Bureau and we need to have you complete this information. And there's a small processing fee for us to do that. That will not happen. And again, as I said in the beginning of the show, how they're tying different scams to what's going on with the current economic and medical situation, they are tying answering the survey with the coronavirus. So they claim that in order to be eligible to get your government impact check, you must complete the census survey that they're going to give you. That is not true. There's absolutely no requirements for you at this point. If you are eligible to receive a government impact check, you will get it without having to do anything. You don't have to make a phone call to request it. You don't have to pay a fee to get it. You don't have to answer a survey to get it. You don't have to give any information to people to get it. And one last thing in terms of the government impact check, which I hope we'll talk about in the next segment, is that you need to be aware, if you're going to get a paper check, what the 6 things that are going to be on the check that you need to check for in order to make sure that it is a true check from the government and not a fraudulent check that is sent out by a scammer. But we will talk about that as we go forward in the next segment.
Anna?
Yes, Anna?
The census form itself, I think people, if you haven't seen it, it only takes a few minutes to fill out. You do not have to be, you don't need any help doing it usually. I don't think, I mean, I don't remember how many questions there are, but it only takes a few minutes. And it really doesn't require anybody helping anybody, I don't think. So people should be aware that it's not that complicated.
And it's so important to fill out the census because, as you know, all of our money, there's $675 billion that in federal money that is distributed to the states based on people filling out the census. And what happened at the last U.S. Census back in 2010, New York lost two representatives because many people did not fill out the census. So it's really crucial that you do fill out the census. A lot of libraries have people that are trained also in helping you fill out the census. And again, you can make phone calls if you have any kind of questions and need answers. If you're in doubt about the census that you got and are concerned that it might be a fraud, there is an 800 number. It's 800-923-8282, and you can call and speak to them about whether or not the census that you have is real or not. Also, I said that people will maybe canvassing neighborhoods to help you fill out that survey. If somebody comes to your door, make sure that they have a valid ID badge. It'll contain a photograph, a watermark from the U.S. Department of Commerce, and an expiration date. So those are three ways to verify that the person in front of you is truly from the U.S. Census. Also, there's a number that you can call, and you can give that person at the end of the phone the name of the person at your door, and they will tell you whether or not the person is legitimate, and that is the Census Bureau number at 844-330-2020.
One thing that I would just like to throw in there, I know my wife was the one who filled out our census, and she did it online. And today, I know there was a lot of confusion trying to get people organized to be doorbell ringers, so to speak. And even for a senior, you know, have your kids help you do it online. I think it's much safer than answering the door today. Do it on your own, that's all. Have your kids figure it out on the computer. It puts the person in the house and the person who is soliciting the person to fill it out at risk today. I mean, the least contact we can keep with each other, which sounds terrible, I think is very, very important today. So go ahead, Otto.
John, just generally, answering the door is not a good thing anyhow.
No, that's true.
Anybody. Yeah, there's very few situations, unless you already know somebody's coming to cut the grass or do whatever, where you get a legitimate knock on the door. People don't work like that anymore.
You're right. That's a good point. Usually, answering the door in and of itself.
Usually a problem. And even if you have to make up a phone number, tell them, I'll be right back. I'm going to call your company, blah, blah, and I'll bet you 9 out of 10 times they'll
leave. That's
true.
We're taking our last break here. You're listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back.